It's Monday, the 14th of October, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Seven men convicted in Namibia's longest-running trial, the Caprivi treason trial, were sentenced to prison terms of 5 to 16 years on Monday for attempting to secede the Zambezi region. The trial involved 132 people charged with 278 offences, including high treason and murder, related to the Caprivi conflict between 1992 and 2002. A local newspaper reported that the men had already been in custody for more than 20 years. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has expressed concern over a letter allegedly issued on a SWAPO party letterhead with a subject line, "Instruction for the 2024 elections and your compensation," addressed to advocate Heidi Jacobs, the commission's chief legal officer. The ECN has distanced itself from the letter. The commission's spokesperson, David Siluka, responds to the matter.
Misinformation can disrupt the democratic processes and tarnish the reputation of individuals and institutions dedicated to upholding electoral integrity, such as the Electoral Commission of Namibia. Therefore, we urge the public to refrain from sharing or giving credence to such misleading information. Furthermore, we emphasize that any attempts to undermine the Commission's work through false statements will not be tolerated. Measures to investigate the source of this misinformation have been set in motion, and the Commission will take appropriate actions against the perpetrators.
To South Africa now, where the Minister of Energy and Electricity, Kgotsientso Ramakgopa, says uninterrupted power supply could grow the country's economy by 3.5% in the next 18 to 24 months.
When the Minister of Finance delivers the medium-term budget policy statement, he will state with a great deal of authority how National Treasury sees it. But what's the overall point I'm making is that the kind of improvement we are seeing on the generation side is having a positive impact on the economy.
Zimbabwe has confirmed the country's first two mpox cases. Health Minister Douglas Mombeshora announced that an 11-year-old boy in Harare fell ill after visiting South Africa, while a 24-year-old man from Berengwa developed symptoms after traveling to Tanzania. Both patients are in isolation as contact tracing continues. And the United Kingdom and 40 other countries have condemned attacks on United Nations peacekeepers in Lebanon. Simon Gaitan has more.
The UN interim force in Lebanon has said its facilities have been, quote, repeatedly hit, and that Israeli forces have deliberately fired shots at its headquarters. The incidents have triggered international condemnation. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has urged the UN to remove the peacekeeping force immediately, he says, to remove them from harm's way. Netanyahu also said that their presence in southern Lebanon made them, quote, hostages of Hezbollah.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.